Kat, you're still on mute. There you go.
There
Awesome.
I am.
Okay, so how is everybody?
So good. That's fine.
That meditation with Florence was, I can't remember if it was live. It was with either the Game of Life Mastery program or during a mastermind. I can't remember which one. Oh, there's a puss cat. Oh, how cute.
That's Des.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
Yep.
can you hear us? Yes, can you hear us? Earth to Des. Oh, Maggie's getting excited now. He can't even see the cat. But anyway, it was live, and I wish that I had taken a little more time for everybody to visit. But if you want to visit with her at any time, you can listen to that and then pause it and do your visit. And once you know how to do it, you don't have to listen to the recording again. It's just if you want. How are you ladies doing with looking at things that are coming up for you, or unforgiveness that has surfaced, anger, frustration? I know, Marianne, you were mayor, sorry. You were like out of the country and had your plans changed completely, when you came back. So, were you able to just kind of flow into that, or how did that work for you?
I was. I think that maybe like the first hour or two, I noticed my blood pre my heart rate went up, which was funny because my watch told me so. And otherwise, I hadn't even really, it actually alarmed me. And I thought, that's odd. So, and then after that, I just settled in because of all our practice that we do. And because of the practice, I would say 80% of the time I was just allowing. So,
Awesome.
yeah. Plus, I did have, I don't know, maybe you'd call it a mild case. I don't really know. I haven't talked a lot about COVID. I just have, made good decisions for myself. And so I was surprised that I had been at the same vibration as the virus, and that after 2.5 years, but I did have some time when I was in the Bahamas that I was having a credit issue, money issue with the hotel. And it was all going to work out, but I noticed I was spending more time about it than I would have liked. And I had a little guilt about even having created it. So that might have been the vibration that I was, creating. I also kayaked with the dolphins, which to me is the opposite of stress and everything else. So it was interesting that I would still contract that. But I was trying to look at myself and see what maybe, was in me. And I think I did have a little bit of, of old momentum. And then I hadn't been in restaurants, and then I was. So I think that the pendulum swung. I had been staying away, and then I just went on vacation and ate in restaurants and acted as if it didn't matter, which it still did.
But you had a very mild case. So
Yeah.
your energy was high enough
That's
that the
true.
what you did have wasn't critical.
Yeah, that's true. And I didn't get it till I got back. So I did have my full time there, and then I think it was 3 days after I returned. So, yeah, my daughter did not get it, and she was with me all the time. So, yeah, so it was a, interesting. I looked at it energetically as well as, and also knew that the universe understands it all and I don't. So I knew there was a lot I would never understand.
Well, good. It sounds like you handled everything very well. Looking at why am I attracting this? Why is this going on? My things aren't here. Well, before we left, I got a little anxious about everything, moving. And I was so tired. I was so tired. But I didn't go into fear, but I'd have flashes of it.
Yeah.
And I was a little concerned about my things taking up more space than what I had paid for. But it actually didn't. I paid for 350 cubic feet, and I only took up 320 cubic feet. And they charged. Sorry, I have a dog. And he thinks somebody's at the door. I'm sure there's not. He's been needy today, but they tried to charge me $1,500 more, and I didn't even take up more space. And then I negotiated them down to $1,000 more. And then my brother went out and measured, and I didn't even use the space I paid for. So then they were in a hurry to leave. So I know my dad in spirit is working on this, and if they don't get it right, I feel sorry for them because there will be repercussions, you know? You don't do things like that, and there not be repercussions if you don't make it right. So it's interesting how calm I am about all of it, because it even crossed my mind, what if I never see anything again? You know, and then I thought, well, if not, then the universe will provide for me in another way. You know,
Yeah.
and then I remembered, oh my God, my paintbrushes were in there. And oh my goodness. And then I thought, okay, well, they're coming. But I do keep envisioning, you know, all my things here, sleeping on my bed and drinking from my glasses, because I did bring a few of my glasses. But, you know, it's all going to be fine.
Yeah, I was thinking, I think it's something I learned about, and I've written about it a lot, is I'm paying attention to the energy I'm using to create things. And sometimes we're creating them, you know, like, and like you said, I was not in fear, but I was in trying to get the best price or the most for the money or, you know, but if I look back, I wasn't just some peaceful monk trying to plan my trip. And so I'm paying attention that when I plan, where am I coming from? And if it's not going well, to put it away, you know, so the energy of which I'm creating is what I'm paying attention.
Yeah. And it's really, really important that we all do that. You know, like myself, I can look back and see where my energy faltered and where I was focusing. And Mercury in retrograde, you know, I mean, this was a big deal, coordinating too many people. So, but the bright side is, I was able to rest when I got here.
That's true.
If all my things had come the day after I got here, that would not have happened. So I know that, you know, everything's in divine order. And I went, okay, that's really pretty good, because now the things that we did pack the truck with, those are all, everything is unpacked and put away. And well, almost put away. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not up to my eyeballs in boxes, and I will be when all my things come, and then there won't be any rest until that gets squared away, because I can't stand any more of the clutter. But yeah, so everything's in divine order, you know.
It just,
Now,
yeah, you got to look for it, right? I think that's
yes,
always true.
yes. And you know, if you get a chance to sit in the Mercury retrograde program, talks about how to sit in with your angels and ask them to show you what is possible for you. So if you can do that during Mercury retrograde, that would be really beneficial for you, to really help you move into that flow, especially with so much going on in the world right now. That there's so much anxiety, you know, all over. Just one second. Come here. Sorry.
Oh, what a cutie.
One up in my lap. So, Kat, I know you've had a lot going on too. What's up with you, girl?
Have, and you know, you're talking about Mercury retrograde. You hear me okay? So everything with the retrograde, it's RE in front of it, right? So I see it as a chance to redo, rethink, you know, what needs to be done. But I had a huge breakthrough. Huge.
Great.
Yeah, I really did. And talking about law of forgiveness, what happened to me was, I try to be brief, but you know, I'm also trying to make a move, wanting to live somewhere else near my son who's in a group home. All of that was unexpected. Things have been flowing, and then all of a sudden, I had done a meditation and was peaceful, and then I couldn't sleep all night, and all this stuff was coming at me, and it was remembering guilt. Guilty stuff that I had about, you know, incidents with my son or an ex. I mean, I was dreaming about exes I hadn't seen since, you know, 30 years ago. And I'm going, what do you want? But I realized that that was the mountain that I had, you know, I asked for something, right? And to be able to get it, this is the thing that was presented that I have to get through, right? And I'm just reminded to connect to love, because then love permeates the field, and then everything can rise, right? But I had to cry. I had, you know, it just felt like, oh, pushing and pushing. And I read something. Now, I've been asking for guidance, right? And I was acting like a little child stomping around. I'm not getting any guidance. And I had all these books that I was organizing, trying to figure out, should I pack them? Should I sell? Ugh. And there was this book that I hadn't read in a long time. And it was written by this man who helped me years ago. He's passed on now. It's called The Formula. I opened right to exactly what I needed. Oh, my God. I just sat down on the couch and I was like, whoa. And it just, I just released it. I totally said, I'm not guilty. I really totally forgave myself. So anyway, it was just this big epiphany, and I slept so well last night. I said, please, no dreams. Okay, I've had it. I just really need to rest. But it just shows you, and I experience this all the time, that every time something like this happens, it's breakdown to breakthrough. And so even in the middle of it, I could say, okay, a breakthrough is coming. But I had the, you know, the willingness to just sit and feel it all. Because most of the time, we just don't want to feel that, and so we channel it some other way. And I just thought, I am reading Florence. I know what's that I can have what's mine by divine right, right? But then the other piece is, okay, I am very clear about what I prefer. The universe knows what I prefer. That may not be the thing. So I have to be not attached to the outcome. So I have to say, hey, you guys, this is what I prefer, and you know what I want. However, I am willing to be willing, this Course of Miracles, to turn it over and allow the very best thing to happen for me. And I realized, you know what? It's not the thing. It's how that thing's going to make me feel.
Yes.
You have to get into, how do I want to feel? So I've been doing that. Anyway, I wrote all this stuff. Today I've had this incredible day. And I had another miracle happen with my son. He got taken to, I want to cry, got taken to this neurologist who actually validated things I thought had happened to my son when he went into autism after an MMR vaccine, when everybody used to say it was not the vaccines and everything. It said varicella encephalitis. And I was like, my God, this is the first man. And he wants to do an MRI and he wants all these records. And people, they took my thing that I wrote and they put it as part of the medical record. I'm validated. Somebody heard me. And then the group home manager called me. She said, Kathy, he is happy. My son's nonverbal, Marianne. He said, he's happy. He's trying to talk. She said, I'm going to pull it out of him. Whereas the day before, I had felt so bad about him. And, oh, you know, I'm not there. The guilt of not being there. Does he miss me? I should have been there. All these things should, and I think I told you this, Kate. I had this dream, and somebody had said something about dreams, you know, on the page. And I cherish my dreams because that's pretty much the only way my guides can get to me when I talk a lot, you know, and I think a lot. So I had this dream that there were two sets of escalators and they were stopped. And this one escalator had this guy that had this is a spiritualist guy that had read for me in April, you know, and he had said, your guides are screaming, patience, patience, yeah. And he was sitting on one side, he was laughing. But I was trying to climb up this escalator. And it was like a mountain. You think you just walk up an escalator, but it's like I was climbing this mountain, you know. And I just realized I'm trying to push. And then they turned the escalator on, right? This is like time. All of a sudden, they push the divine timing, right? What's happening? I'm going to slide back down. I'm not going to be prepared if I try to push the river. Yeah, so I got that. And I was like, wow, you're right. You know, it's like wait on divine timing. But now I had to make myself all sorts of guilty. I haven't gotten a job. I haven't gotten the money. Blah, 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 you know, just all that. But that thing that I had to just stop and deal with. So
Yeah.
anyway, it was just like this huge release. And that it was all yesterday. So I'm reading in my playbook what I wrote yesterday. And it's like a different person wrote it.
Wow.
I love
It's
that.
incredible, right? And I'm so grateful. And I'm telling you that appreciation is the way in, because it's like the same vibration of love, right? Start with appreciation. That's what I do. And I kind of feel like the brat of the universe, and they just keep loving me.
You know what?
Just keep loving
Yeah.
me.
It reminded me of what Kate just said in the class today when you were talking about Flo's words about when you worry about your children, then they're receiving it. And now you just told your story that you stopped the guilt.
Yeah.
And you know, that channel
Yes.
runs between us. What a relief he must have felt when he didn't have that energy of guilt from you.
It's that energetic tie, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
And I had asked Kate about this before, because I had said to her, I'm just I'm not there. And she said, you don't have to be physically there. Ask to talk to his higher self. So I did. He came to me in a dream that night. He was just there. And I was like, my son heard me. And now I hear that he's laughing. So I was telling the group home manager, I said, when I pray, I don't pray for things. I pray it. I just see him smiling and happy. So then I got that validation like instantly. Wow. And when you're saying that things manifest really fast, Kate, oh my gosh, are you noticing this too? It's really instant. And I don't know. Last night I was just talking to myself. You know how it is when you finally start putting pieces together. Oh, this happened. Oh, now I see this insight. Now I get it. God, it feels so good, right?
I talk to myself all the time. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
thank you. Me too.
yeah, I do.
Anybody heard me, it would be hilarious, right?
I just think now it's easy because people think you have a headpiece in.
I've done that at the grocery store. I'd be like, ooh.
But they don't know that you don't have that little headpiece in. So I do. I like to work things out energetically as well. And
Yeah.
so I do that. And I had an aha this morning about a girlfriend, and I had a she had an injury. She was heading towards it. And then she really did have a physical fall. So when she kept saying she didn't have a leg to stand on. Well,
Oh God, yeah.
when you look back, you think, oh. And so, anyways, she and I had we're best of friends, but we had a hard conversation the other day. And this morning, finally, in a short term, explanation, this morning I realized she was trying to convince me to come down to her lower vibration. And I understand that because that's what people do, but she and I are friends. We're Abraham friends, where she loves
Yeah.
Kate, And so I kept trying to hold my energy up, and she wanted to argue for her limitations. And I don't do well with that. I listen, but then I come up with my ideas and my solutions. And so, anyways, it took me hours to feel better. But this morning I realized what happened, and now I won't let that happen again. If she argues for her limitations, I'll just hang up and send love, but I won't try to, So it was a big lesson for me, and I tried to share it with her, but she wasn't ready to hear that, so.
Yeah, I get that. I do. I have that with a sister.
Yeah.
She's always trying to draw me in. And you know what? It's now that I'm more aware of it, I see it more with her. And I was telling my other sister the other day, because she was talking about her, I just said, I can't match it. She wants me to match. I cannot do it. I can't listen to it. It's just
Yeah.
not. So it kind of deflects, and I don't hear from her as much. There isn't any bad blood, but it's just that our energies don't match.
But that's what we want, right? And there's a better person to match them. That's what I realize. If I pick up the phone and talk to her, but she's down, then if I hadn't picked up, she'd call one of her sisters who would be a good match or a better match. And
Yeah.
so it's my responsibility just to be like have the love energy, not the fear energy. So it was like a great experience for me to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Holding the light and love for everybody. I noticed something too, in that chapter, and which I've read 100 times, and then you read it again, you go, oh. She says, law of forgiveness, comma, or grace. And I was
She
like,
said
oh,
what?
law of forgiveness, or she's talking about the law of forgiveness, but she said, or grace. In other words, it's interchange. That's great. Because, we're always saying under grace and forgiveness. When you first started doing the meditations for sending love to people, for a long time, I mean, for years, I mean, I've been a student of Abraham and Course in Miracles. I understood things intellectually, but getting to that place where you connect to love energy and you know what that feels like. The way I get there is through appreciation that I'm kind of in. I would just take everybody in my life and put them right in front of me. And when you're trying to send love, what I would say is, may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be with people. I mean, my ex is like, it was really hard, But then you do that and then you see things change. So I really get, what you were saying, that love, the love energy produces a higher outcome. Yeah, I love that.
I do my best to share the energy, share the information, but everyone who is participating with me, you have to take what resonates with you and filter it through what means the most for you. It may not be to infuse love. You move into appreciation, and that's what resonates with you. We're working with language and meanings of words, but it's all energy. And my energy for a word may not be the same energy you hold for a word, but there may be another word that holds the same energy that I was talking about that resonates more with you. So it's really important that everyone who's participating take what resonates, and then anything that doesn't or that isn't exactly the same match, just put a pin in it for a little while. Something may speak to you more later. Just like every time you read Florence's work, there's something new in there that you didn't see before.
And probably because you weren't open to it or ready for it or something. But yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Now, I know you said you do this, but do you play Library Angel sometimes?
Do what?
Do you play, I call it Library Angel. You say, what do I need to know today? And because I have Florence's book that has all of her books in it. And I'm just open to it. Just about everything I open to is highlighted, But I'll get a message for that day, And I love the grounding tree. Do you? I do. Mine has is lined with rhodochrosite. I don't know why.
It's lined with what?
It's lined with rhodochrosite. I must need that.
Oh,
It's like
that's
pink.
awesome.
Isn't that weird?
How
Like
awesome.
hair.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that's wonderful that both of you've had these wonderful experiences that have moved you into a higher vibration of experience, and you probably feel more powerful as a
Yeah.
result.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other day, I
That's
just felt so disempowered, when I was in the guilt and all of that. It's a terrible feeling.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that. And then when things happen, because we live in a physical world, when things happen that shake our confidence in whatever way, go back to like you did, Mayor, you just stepped away and are looking at it from, okay, as a bigger awareness, then you can draw back from or draw from those past feelings of your empowerment and how you got there. And for years I've been saying that the veil is getting thinner and thinner. Our ability to communicate with our angels, and being able to just see them across the room. I mean, we're right there at having those conversations of seeing them just like we are today, being able to see each other.
Yeah.
They're with us. They're here, using water to magnify, your connection and your what you want to manifest. My sister and I went took a blanket out and put on the dock because when I was sitting there just on the dock, I was thinking about all the creepy crawlies that come up between the
Of
slats.
course.
So I put a blanket down. And we sat there and drummed and used the water to magnify what we wanted to manifest. I wanted all my things to come and, just feeling complete confidence that, yeah, it's going to happen. I don't have to go back and go, just like you're asking your mom 50 million times, can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do this? I don't feel like I have to do that. I just have to hold the energy of completion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
So it's
what you were
a
saying too, the way that you framed that, I thought was really great too. So you got a break. So you weren't all busy. And when you do get them, it's going to be fun.
yeah.
It'll be great to have them,
Yeah,
appreciate them more.
I really needed to just rest. It was weird traveling across from Colorado to here was like everything was surreal.
I
I
bet.
was so glad that my brother was driving because I lost entire hours. I'm not sure how, but it would be hours later. And I'm like, wow, where was I?
Yeah.
Was
It's a
it?
big transition. But
Yeah.
when I saw the picture, and especially when you put the picture up of the lake, it just makes me so happy.
Oh.
It makes me happy to see you happy and that you've made that transition, and that kind of gives me also some support too, because I'm getting ready to do the big transition. I don't
Yep.
know where. I don't know anything.
I didn't either. It all just fell into my lap, and that'll happen for you.
Yeah.
Holding on to the feeling of freedom and feeling safe, and now I'm experiencing it. That will happen for you.
And you didn't get into the details, right? I mean, with sort of a sketch of what you want. I think
No, because I don't have an ice maker. I have to make ice cubes. Ice maker was actually on the list, but it's not a deal breaker,
Yeah, hilarious. Oh my gosh,
The
that's cool
feeling was
about the lake.
the most important is the feeling. And the dog is happy. The
I was
dog is
going to ask about
happy.
magic.
He's
Yeah.
doing great. He's been needy and a little barky today, but our schedule got thrown off a little bit. But yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome. He's doing really, really well. He hasn't missed a meal. And that's the first thing that happens is they don't want to eat, and that's not been the case. So yeah, things were going to come together for you, Kat. Just holding the energy of what you want to experience once you are waking up in your new home and
Yeah.
writing about it in the gratitude manifestation pages.
Yeah.
Just go into that excitement of waking up and you're there.
Yeah. I think I was just getting way too much into the details. Yeah, I'm such a visual person, I'm like trying to like almost like build where I want to be. And finally, yeah, to have to switch to just the feeling,
Focus on
the
the
picture
feeling,
of it,
and then the other stuff will come. Because when you'll see like I found this house on the internet. Oh my God, I moved into a house sight unseen.
Yeah.
Sight unseen. I was really hoping that the pictures were this year and not 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And
Yeah,
it's
because
dated. There's no doubt it's dated, but it makes me feel good to be here. And that's what I wanted. I didn't need to have a house that was built last year with brand new furniture. We can deal with all of that stuff. It was the feeling of being safe and free that I needed.
yeah.
And it's here. Now, I am thinking about doing a retreat for a couple of days. I haven't figured out when that's going to be. The colors of the leaves and stuff are going to be changing here at the end of October, sometime in October. So I will put that out there. This is a three bedroom house. So I have two rooms with private bath, well, with baths. One has a private bath, and then the other one is down. There's a bedroom downstairs with a full bath, and there's also a bed in the near the. It's kind of weird how it is, because it's a Airbnb, it's a rental house for tourists. So there is a bedroom, or not a bedroom, but a bed that is outside the bedroom. But I'm not sure what I will charge for that. But we'll do some really fun things with the angels and magnifying manifestation through the wa with the water. And the moon may be full when I do that, so that might we'll bring that in too. So just
Yeah.
be kind of thinking about that if you would like to participate. But I'm
Very
going to work
helpful.
out all those details as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, if you have, if there is, there are there any questions or anything else you'd like to share or talk about?
Well, this was wonderful as always.
So, well, thank you so much for being here and for being patient because we didn't meet last week. I really am appreciative of that because there's no way I could have met with everyone last week. I think we were actually traveling. Yeah, we were traveling on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy to see both of you and to have this time together. And I look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. Thanks.
Have a great
Bye,
week.
Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.